Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Okay, Jeff, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. How are you?
Good, mate. Let's do your stuff first, and then I've got a couple of questions from people, do we call them, listeners, from listeners, all right?
Sounds good.
The latest feature from Apple, it's called Name Drop. It's being labelled as a bit risky. Are the risks there? Should people be worried about this Name Drop? Tell us what Name Drop is.
Yeah, look, I will. I've been seeing these concerns floating around on social media. So Name Drop is a new feature from Apple, which basically allows you, say, for example, we met somebody at a bar and we're having a good chat, and to exchange numbers the old way, you would have to read out, you know, 9 characters to each other. The new way with Name Drop is you'll both take out your iPhones and effectively touch the tops of them together, and you'll have this shaking of the hands where it says, do you want to share your contact details with this device? And you say yes. The other person on the other end says, yes, I would like to receive that person's contact details. And that's what Name Drop is. You don't need to be telling people your phone number anymore. You can just be passing over your contacts with a touch. Now, the concerns are starting to arise because people think that you might be able to walk past somebody and get their phone number just by walking past them, but it's not as simple as that. So just a bit of ease for people's minds, but also the pub interactions are going to change now.
Do people meet in pubs anymore?
Well, that's a good question. I've been single for a very long time, so unfortunately I can't even test this feature in that example, but maybe. I'll have to wait for the callers.
You and me both. I'm 40 years next year.
Goodness gracious.
40 years since I've been single. 40 fabulous years. Okay, folding phones, folding tablets, and now a new folding laptop. Is it Lenovo has taken the wraps off their latest version of a folding laptop?
Yeah, look, I mean, and laptops traditionally already do fold, but this is a folding laptop in a sense that the screen is the entire inside of the device. So when you do open your laptop, you'll see a screen top to bottom, which means that if you open your laptop all the way open, it'll be a very large tablet. But if you have it folded up halfway, the bottom part becomes your keyboard and touchpad, and you can use it just like a normal laptop, but then it also has that flexibility of being quite a large tablet because the display is over 16 inches in size, which probably makes it bigger than any tablet that's actually available. But it's going to retail for about a $3,000 mark, so it's not cheap.
Do you want a tablet that's got a 16-inch screen?
I don't know. Maybe if I'm on a long-haul flight, it could be a nice way of having a cinema screen right at your chair. But beyond that, not really. It'd be heavy.
Smart home sensors. They're coming to IKEA with, you say, a very little assembly and a low cost. Tell us about this.
Yeah, look, I love my IKEA stuff, especially ones that you don't need an Allen key for. And these smart home sensors will be door and window sensors, so you can easily check from your phone whether you've left the window open or a door open. But then they've also got a motion sensor, which I think is really exciting because that's the kind of one you put in the bathroom. So when you do walk in there at 3 a.m. or bleary-eyed, the lights just automatically come on for you, and that's a great feature. But for $10 to hit, I think this will be a real cracker at IKEA when it does start to go on sale.
If you're a bit of a slow consumer of tea or coffee, a company called Ember has a new smart mug just for you. Keeps your tea or coffee hot.
Yeah, look, I know some people who will sip on their tea and coffee throughout the entire day, whereas I like to have mine within the first 5 minutes. But there is a new cup called Ember, which allows you to connect it to your phone via Bluetooth, as you do with most mugs. But you set the temperature on the mug to your desired internal temperature, so 55 degrees, 60 degrees, and it will maintain it for almost an entire day. So whether you need a travel mug or something smaller like a teacup size, Ember has 3 different models, but effectively, you can be walking around with your tea or coffee maintaining that perfect temperature.
They look all right, too.
They look pretty good. This company's been around for quite a while, but they're really making an imprint into Australia now. And their travel mug, which I have used before, it's quite a bit taller for even your really long, long blacks. But it does work, and it works quite well, actually. But for me, the app is great just for tracking how much you do drink throughout the day.
You'll pay about you can pay from $130 to $220 for that particular mug if you want one. And last but not least, a new smartwatch has enabled fitness tracking for an often forgotten category. We don't think about this, but people in wheelchairs.
Yeah, look, I mean, we always think about fitness tracking and it's running, walking, cycling, but Garmin has a new fitness watch called the Venu 3, which also adds wheelchair workouts and also tracking for those who do move in wheelchairs actually counting your strides of your wheelchair as well. So, you know, this is a really great thing. It's not like it's actually a growing percentage of the population that is in a wheelchair. So why not give them the opportunity to do the same tracking that, that others get to enjoy as well? So I think it's a good move by Garmin.
Alison says, hello, Jeff. She said, I work at a bakery and I find that my phone is getting quite compacted with flour. How would you recommend I clean it? I would prefer not to spend money to get it cleaned.
Yeah, look, I used to work in a bakery as well, and one of the things I did is I never carried my phone with me when I walked down because flour literally floats through the air in a bakery. But it is going to be your charging port, probably even your earpiece where you're hearing phone calls through, and then the microphone at the bottom of the device, which can all be impacted by flour. So what I would genuinely be doing is either putting it in a Ziploc bag if you do need to have it with you, or put it in the cupboard at the back if you can actually avoid it, because cleaning flour out of devices, especially if you get moisture in the device, you will have dough growing in your smartphone. So, but if you do need to clean it, you can take a paperclip very gently and clean the actual charging port of your device. And I say very gently because there's delicate components in there, but otherwise just a damp cloth to clean the screen and the back of the device should hopefully maintain some sort of decorum on the phone.
I saw a presentation the other day on social media, and it was a guy holding up a phone in his hand as he was talking to people. And the whole idea was, he said, if I'm talking to you and I'm waving my phone around in my hand, I may be talking directly to you, but do you feel that I am? Do you feel like I'm talking directly to you? Because I've got the phone in my hand. You don't, do you? You don't That's feel like point. You're that I'm addressing you directly. And it was the whole thing was, you know, we take our phones everywhere. We go to the table. And what do? We take our mobile phone with us and we put our phone down. And no, it doesn't mean if you put the phone down, face down on the table, it doesn't change the whole thing. You go to the toilet. You take the phone with you. Basically what he was saying, you don't need to do this. You don't need to take your phone with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, I think it's called nomophobia. It's a real thing that if we're more than a meter away from our devices, we start to get some sort of weird feeling that we've lost an arm or something like that. It's a real problem. I agree.
Terry says, do you have any advice on how to avoid the Christmas scams, spams, coming through on the emails and messages, just like Black Friday notifications? He said, I'm sick to death of them. They won't stop.
Yeah, there were so many this year. My inbox was even flooded as well. The one thing I can at least recommend, obviously you can block these emails and hope that it starts to reduce, but the most important thing is, even if you think it's a legitimate email coming from, I don't know, JB Hi-Fi or Harvey Norman or somebody, just don't click on the links inside the email. If you think you see a great deal that you're tempted to click on, go directly to the website. Just don't click on any of the links in the emails just in case it is a scam. So you might read it, you might open it, that's okay. You don't actually get any problems by doing that. It's more when you start to click the link. So if you see something that sounds too good to be true, go direct to the retailer's website and see if that deal is actually real.
He's on Twitter, he's on Facebook, he's on Instagram. You can even check out his podcast. He's everywhere. He's Jeff Quattromani, and we talk to him each and every week. Thank you, mate. We will talk to you, I think, next Wednesday's our last Wednesday for the year, so we'll catch up and talk all things Christmas next week.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, mate. See you. Bye. Thanks. Jeff Quattromani, as I said, he's on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and he's got a podcast too.